With Talking Tech, I'm Alex Symington. Social media giants Facebook, Google's YouTube, Twitter, and Microsoft said on Monday that they were forming a global working group to combine their efforts to remove terrorist content from their platforms after a number of militant attacks. The company said that they would share technological solutions for removing terrorist content, commission research to inform their counter-speech efforts, and work more with counter-terrorism experts. The Global Internet Forum for Counterterrorism said that they will formalise and structure existing and future areas of collaboration between the companies and foster cooperation with smaller tech companies, civil society groups and academics. The move comes on the heels of last week's call from the European heads of state for tech firms to establish an industry forum and develop new technology and tools to improve the automatic detection and removal of extremist content. The political pressure on the companies has raised the prospect of new legislation at EU level. But so far, only Germany has proposed a law fining social media networks up to 50 million euros if they fail to remove hateful postings quickly. The companies will seek to improve technical work such as database created in December to share unique digital fingerprints and automatically assign to videos or photographs of extremist content. They will also exchange best practices on content detection techniques using machine learning. Earlier this month, Facebook opened up about its efforts to remove terrorism content in response to a criticism from the politicians that tech giants are not doing enough to stop militant groups using their platforms for propaganda and recruiting. Google announced additional measures to identify and remove terrorist or violent extremist content on its own video sharing platform, YouTube shortly thereafter. Twitter suspended 376,890 accounts for violation related to the promotion of terrorism in the second half of 2016. The social media firms said that they would work with similar companies to help them tackle extremist content, and organisations such as the Centre for Strategic and International Studies to work on ways to counter outline extremism and hate. All four companies have incentives to counter online hate speech and will use their forum to improve their efforts and train civil society organisations engaged in similar work. With Talking Tech, I'm Alex Symington.